This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The U.S. House of Representatives has launched a new investigation of the January 6th Capitol insurrection by approving a special committee to probe the violent attack. The vote to form the panel was 222 to 190. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told lawmakers in the chamber that they will be judged by future generations as to how we value our democracy.
Let's be on the right side, not only of history, but the right side of the future.
Minnesota Republican Michelle Fischbach said that there are enough current investigations into the riot.
We ought to let the processes that are already underway continue. If we don't, we risk undermining the work that is already being done.
Several hundred supporters of former President Donald Trump stormed the Capitol January 6th as Congress was meeting to certify Joe Biden's election as president. Five people died as a result of the violence. More than 500 people face charges in connection with the riot. Comedian Bill Cosby has returned home after the Pennsylvania Supreme Court threw out his sexual assault conviction Wednesday. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
When he first arrived home, Cosby flashed the V for victory sign. He appeared before reporters but did not speak.
Mr. Cosby, how you feeling? Are you happy to be home?
The Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled Cosby had an agreement with a previous prosecutor that he would not face charges in the case brought by District Attorney Kevin Steele. Lawyer and legal analyst Priya Sapori says this ruling covers just the Andrea Constand case.
There is nothing in this decision that would prevent any of the number of alleged victims of Bill Cosby from coming forward and attempting to prosecute their cases.
Four justices formed the majority that ruled in Cosby's favor. Three others dissented. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is VOA News. President Joe Biden is temporarily raising pay for federal firefighters to ensure that no one fighting wildland fires is making less than $15 an hour. Biden's plan for the higher pay and other moves to boost U.S. wildfire fighting capacity and prevention efforts came after a virtual meeting Wednesday with governors from several western states to discuss what is shaping up to be a torrid wildfire season.
We're remembering the horrific scenes from last year. Orange skies that looked like end of days, smoke and ice that made the air dangerous to breathe, more than 10 million acres burned.
A huge swath of the Pacific Northwest is in the midst of one of the worst heat waves in recent memory. Western states are sweltering under a massive heat dome with temperatures hovering as high as 50 degrees Celsius. Record heat has burned more than 5,300 square kilometers of land this year. Four more bodies were discovered overnight in the rubble of a collapsed apartment building in Florida as the search for more than 140 people unaccounted for is in its seventh day. The official death toll now stands at 16 after most of a building in the Miami area town of Surfside suddenly fell early last Thursday. Charles Burkett is the mayor of Surfside.
This is going to go until we pull everybody out of there. This is our number one effort, and I very much appreciate that, and I know the families appreciate that, and we'll all keep working to make that happen.
U.S. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden will visit the site on Thursday. The White House says they will ensure state and local officials have everything they need for the rescue effort and will meet with families of some of the victims. Donald Rumsfeld, the two-time defense secretary and one-time presidential candidate whose reputation as a skilled bureaucrat and visionary of a modern U.S. military was unraveled by the long and costly war in Iraq, died Tuesday. He was 88. AP's Mike Gracia has more.
Rumsfeld enjoyed a long career in government, working under four U.S. presidents. He was defense secretary under President Gerald Ford and returned to lead the Pentagon in 2001 under President George W. Bush. In the aftermath of the September 11th terrorist attacks in 2001, Rumsfeld oversaw the U.S. invasion of Afghanistan in 2003 and the overthrow of Saddam Hussein in Iraq. As he retired in December 2006, Rumsfeld told the troops in a recorded message,
"It has been the highest honor of my life to serve with you, the men and women of the U.S. Armed Forces."
Mike Gracia, Washington.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.